Because everyone worked together, property taxes will drop like a rock. This is the people's tax cut, and the power to cut taxes even further is now in your hands. On January 29th, you will have the power to cut your property taxes in a historic way. Thanks to the good work of our legislature, lower property taxes will ignite Florida's real estate market, and Florida's economy will continue to boom.
But the tax cut comes at a price, potentially less revenue for local schools and government services. Sarasota House Democrat Keith Fitzgerald calls it bad public policy.
It's going to be devastating for education because we've just yanked a major source of funding for education in the state of Florida with no promise, absolutely no promise, that the money's ever going to be made up.
The original cut in education was estimated at $7 billion. But with a change in the bill allowing each homeowner the option of maintaining their Save Our Homes exemption or voting for the supersize exemption, GOP State Senator Daniel Webster says that deficit may be down to $3.5 billion. Pinellas Hillsborough State Senator Charlie Justice says he and his fellow Democrats didn't appreciate the change made by Webster on Thursday to give homeowners the option of keeping their current exemption or going to the new one.
For a lot of Floridians, I don't think Save Our Homes is as evil as Senator Webster was saying. I think that it's protected a lot of people, and during these last few years when we've seen the prices boom and the taxes rise, it saved a lot of people from being taxed out of their homes. So I think there's a lot of people, a lot of seniors in Tampa Bay, who will keep the security blanket of Save Our Homes. And because of that, we had no idea what the fiscal impact of that amendment would be. He had an amendment, a late-filed amendment on a proposed constitutional amendment that's going to go to the voters in a few months. And we would have liked to have some idea of what the fiscal impact was going to be.
Justice's complaints about being in the dark echo those of Sarasota Representative Keith Fitzgerald.
The Democrats worked really hard to try to be constructive through the process. And then suddenly, without any provocation, the Speaker declared we were being obstructionist, which was a total fiction. You know, we had made every conceivable effort to play a constructive role. And really what came out then was a backroom deal that only had a few actors at the table, so that the final choice wasn't a choice between property tax relief and no property tax relief. It was a choice between a very bad way of going about this and lots of other alternatives that could have been explored but were never really discussed.
But Tampa GOP Representative Trey Treviesa says that's hogwash.
Look, we're all legislative leaders. You're as involved as you want to be. You knock on the door, and if it doesn't open, you kick it down, and you get in there, and you make yourself heard. That's what I did. I wasn't on the joint committee, but it didn't matter. My fingerprints are on this plan. You know, if people are waiting around for an engraved invitation to do their job, then I think they have the wrong approach to their job. It was a very open process. All of the objections were answered. It wasn't necessarily that there was agreement. And all of the questions were answered. And this was a terribly difficult and complex thing to accomplish.
St. Petersburg Democrat Rick Kreisman told the St. Petersburg Times that he wished lawmakers had looked for more creative ways to fund local governments so that cutting taxes could have been done without cutting school funding. Sarasota Democrat Keith Fitzgerald said he would have started by looking at the uneven tax breaks distributed to corporations in the state.
It would have been a nice and responsible place to start by talking about replacing some of these funds by cutting the corporate welfare that exists throughout the sales tax system. We wouldn't be in the position we're in right now necessarily of having lost all this revenue for education if we'd had the guts to say some of these corporate sales tax exemptions have to go. We could have started off with the tax cutting for average taxpayers with money on the table from some of these completely unjustifiable sales tax exemptions that go to big businesses. That would be a good place to start the conversation.
Although there has been criticism for the tax cut plan for not helping out those who own second homes or other properties, or small business owners, the National Federation of Independent Business, which calls itself the state's leading small business advocacy group, heralded a portion of the legislation which exempts the first $25,000 of tangible personal property tax. Tampa GOP Representative Trey Treviesa said that provision and the other more notable ones helps out everybody in the state.
When you look at caps going forward that will prevent taxes going up as fast as they've gone up, primarily impacting renters and non-homesteaders, that's a big plus for renters and non-homesteaders. And then when you look at the other thing we did where we took out the tangible personal property tax from a small business standpoint, that's a big benefit for them. So I'm convinced it's a comprehensive package. There's something in it for everyone. There's more in it for homeowners, but there probably should be.
But Hillsborough and Pinellas Democratic State Senator Charlie Justice says the state neglected to take care of various groups, including so-called snowbirds.
And people will say, oh, we don't have to worry about them. They don't vote. Well, they are a huge part of our economy, especially in Tampa Bay. Think about how many people on homes and condos in Pinellas County are owned by our second homes for people who live in Florida or outside of Florida, and that they're a significant part of our economy. And we basically said, we'll try and figure that out later. We needed to address them, and we needed to provide more targeted relief for our small businesses and for those that have small rental apartments. I know people who have had to, you know, say, I'm sorry, we can't have you rent anymore unless you can pay this much more in rent every month. And it's more than what is right for those small apartments.
As local governments prepare to cut their budgets, there will be tremendous pressure not to cut police or firefighters. But Justice says that may not be possible in some municipalities.
Independent special fire districts that they don't have other avenues of raising money. For example, the Lehman Fire Department in Pinellas County, they get their money from ad valorem taxation, and that's it. So when you say a 5 or 10% cut, that's one thing. But when you say a 25 or 30% cut, that's significant impact on the services they offer. And it may need to be a revamp of how we offer fire and protective services in Pinellas County.